Radio Buzz 101, the afternoon buzz. Tito along with you. And right now we're going to kind of change gears a little bit and go into an artist spotlight featuring the music and conversation of Sarah McGowan today. Sarah, thanks for being on Radio Buzz 101 with me today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really excited.
Well, I'm excited because as soon as we found out that it was possible for us to get an interview with you, I told the station manager I had to do it because when I first started learning about your music, I became this huge fan. It's almost kind of scary.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's awesome to hear.
Yeah, I don't want to scare you off or anything like that. It's not that scary, but I really do enjoy the music. You actually started performing and writing songs at an early age, right?
Yeah, I started when I was 14.
You started writing music when you were 14. Was there music in your family, Sarah?
Not really. My brother played saxophone and guitar, so he was into music, but other than that, really, no one else was.
So how do you become interested in music if you don't have that kind of surrounding you? Or were there other outlets for you to kind of get into music at that point?
I used to listen to all the classic Disney musicals that were coming out around the time I was little, like Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast and stuff, and I would sing along to that. And then eventually, I used to listen to like, the pop music in the early 2000s and everything and got interested in that. And then somehow I just kind of got into like the folk side and the rock eventually. But yeah, it was kind of all on my own that I discovered all these different musical styles and tastes.
You get into music. It interests you. You start writing songs at the age of 14. There's really nobody in your family that is into it. A lot of people can get into music and they just kind of wing it. They go out there. They kind of learn from others. You actually decided to go on with a little bit of a formal education, right?
Yes, I attended NYU. I started in 2010 and just graduated last May, 2014. So I did a lot of my research into popular music and like performing outside of school. So I went to school more for like the academic side of music.
And what made you decide to do that? What made you decide to get that kind of formal training again? Because somebody who's getting into music nowadays, especially some sort of popular, even indie music, really doesn't necessarily need that. What made you decide to do that?
Well, I didn't really have that much of a like strong musical foundation in terms of like theory and everything. So when I was at NYU, I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do. So I tried a bunch of different things and took a couple like music history courses, and I ended up liking that. So that's really what made me interested in that.
It's interesting. You had the formal education, and then you, 2013, you go to Argentina to study down there.
Yeah, well, I studied abroad there through NYU. They have a great campus there. And while I was down there, I took a Latin American music class that was run by a professional musician who's from Buenos Aires. And it was really great. I got exposed to all the different kinds of music in South America, like Afro, Peruvian music, and Tropicalismo in Brazil, and all these like really cool musical movements.
Obviously, part of the spotlight here with Sarah McGowan today is that we're talking about her background, her musical influences, that type of thing. We already know that Little Mermaid was actually an influence for Sarah McGowan, which I think is very, very cool. But we're also going to feature some of the music. I wanted you to pick a song today that you wanted to feature, that you wanted our listeners to kind of get to know. What did you pick today? And tell us a little bit about that song itself.
I would like to feature When I Come Home, which is a song off of my EP. And this is the more folky side of my music. And it's basically about when you're having romantic problems, but you just want to come home at the end of the day and have everything be okay. So this is the folk song off of my album.
All right, When I Come Home, Sarah McGowan, you're hearing it right here on Radio Buzz 101.
When I come home at the end of the day with my hat and my heart in hand. When I come home at the end of the day, just promise me we'll be all right. You gave me love. I was a girl, you gave me life. Under your touch, I grew up tame. But now our love is not the same.
When I Come Home, that's Sarah McGowan on Radio Buzz 101. This is the Afternoon Buzz. It's Tito, and the artist spotlight today is Sarah McGowan. She's joining us on the phone today. Again, Sarah, thanks for taking time to let us get to know you a little bit more. We talked about your past. Little Mermaid from Disney was one of your musical inspirations, and that does put a smile on my face, I have to tell you. You went ahead and got a formal education, which is cool. Buenos Aires, you did some studying down there. A lot of people grow up, they want to be musicians, they want to be TV stars, they want to be sports figures. There's a lot of hard work involved. I mean, your EP just came out in January. What's the process been like for you? How's the music industry so far been for you? How much hard work is it?
It's a lot of hard work, and I've always been fully aware of that. I know that, like, nothing really comes easy, and even the overnight successes, I mean, they've been working for years and years to become an overnight success. So I've just been, like, really working as hard as I can since I graduated from NYU to put on my EP and play as many shows as possible and to write as much as possible. So I'm really putting in the hard work now, so I'm really crossing my fingers and hoping that it'll pay off at some point soon so that I can continue following my dream.
What do you like most about music? You just posted on Facebook a couple of days ago you're spending some time in the studio. Prior to that, I saw that you were on location filming the video for Williamsburg Boy, which we're going to listen to in just a bit. What's your favorite part of what you do in the music industry?
My favorite part is being able to express myself through music and to see how people respond to that, especially if it makes them happy or, you know, they can relate to it. So that's my favorite part is playing shows. I always love to see how people react to the music, and I always feel like it's my birthday after I play every show because it's just, it's like such a good feeling. There's nothing to compare to how happy it makes you.
All right, so we talked about your favorite part of the music industry, what you enjoy doing with music. What's the toughest thing to get through? What's the thing that sometimes you don't want to get out of bed and have to do that day?
I guess the toughest thing is being able to make money and support yourself off the music. So that's definitely like the only thing that I really am not a huge fan of in the music industry. But everything else I really love.
All right, let's talk about this track. We've been spinning it for a while, Williamsburg Boy. This is the first track that I heard of your music. Where does this experience come from that when you wrote this song? Where does that come from?
Well, the story started off as like a kind of a serious love story about a guy who lives in Brooklyn. But then it kind of spiraled out of control and became a parody. I think people really responded pretty well to that, especially people in New York City, because there's all these like silly stereotypes about like the Brooklyn hipsters. I think it's like a really fun song, and people have been responding pretty well to it.
All right, so we're going to hear the song now. Sarah, thanks so much for spending time with us today on Radio Buzz 101 on the Artist Spotlight. We wish you all the best. Do you have any shows coming up that you want to talk about?
Thank you. Yeah, I actually have my next show is Saturday, April 25th at the Living Room in Brooklyn.
Awesome. Well, once again, Sarah, thanks for taking time being part of the Artist Spotlight on Radio Buzz 101.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Her beer like she don't care, it's organic.